Welcome, everybody. Share number 1088. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doi from Rabbi Aziz. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema. Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so I want to talk about another interesting thing. Sometimes you have on a sukkah, you have the schach, and then you have a covering, you have a shlach, right? The covering to the sukkah. And sometimes it rains, and sometimes it's puddles that form on top of this roof of the sukkah, on top of the shlach. So the question is, how do you get off the puddles if it's on a grass ground, right? Let's say, for example, the sukkah was made on the grass ground, and now you want to roll off the shlach, and there's water on it, it's not going to pour onto the grass ground. It could be also, possibly, I know by us we had it like that, many houses do have it, there's a porch, somebody has a terrace, a porch, and you raise the shlach, the roof of the sukkah, after it rained, and the water automatically rolls off, and the end of the shlach, you know, rolls off onto the grass. There's grass, it's around the garden, a backyard terrace, a backyard porch, or something along those lines. So now the question is, by one rolling up the shlach, or raising the roof of the sukkah, they will automatically be pouring water onto the grass, onto the plantation, onto the garden, whatever the case is. Okay, so in general, at first glance, we have to be careful. One has to be careful with that because of the fact that that is a problem. Because you'll say, what do you mean? What if I'm opening up the roof of my sukkah, and what does that have to do with watering the grass? I don't have a mind to water the grass. I don't have a mind to water the plantation, vegetation, or anything else. But again, we go back to the same concept that we've been so talking about constantly, that is psikresha. It is going to happen, it's going to happen automatically. Well, inevitably, it's going to happen. The bottom line is there's no way around it, because by me picking up the shlach, the roof of the sukkah, it automatically goes onto the grass. Okay, so in general, one has to be very careful with that because of the fact that even though you'll say, well, I'm just picking up the roof of my sukkah, I have no intentions of watering the grass, but it's secretion, it's happening automatically, and it's a dioraisa of zareya, watering plantation. So the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 241 goes through a couple of ways to work with it, how to work with it. Like, the bottom line is, good, fine, it's sukkahs. I made my sukkah. That's the only place I had to make my sukkah, and that's where I make my sukkah. We said last time from Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, you don't have to go out of your way to find the pavement or whatever. That's where I make my sukkah. But be it as it may, I have a problem with pouring off the water. So we're going to talk about, and I don't want to get into it right now, but possibly if the ground is very saturated, sometimes it is a little bit easier. But we'll talk about it as we go down the line. Right now we'll talk about this puddles on the top of the roof, and the ground is a ground, and I can't pour it off. So brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 241, a couple of ways to work with it. Number one, we know the concept that a psikresha by a guy. Psikresha, a Jewish person can't do something that's a psikresha. In other words, if I open up my refrigerator, right, we've spoken about this many times, I open up my refrigerator to take out my wine, right, and there's a light there, so when I open up the door, automatically the light goes on. One second, I want to take out my wine, what does that have to do with the light? Who cares? I'm taking out my wine. Good, but if the action that a person does will automatically cause a isser on Shabbos, it will may do the action, will promote something which is usher to do on Shabbos. In this case, turning on the light in the refrigerator obviously is usher, even though you're doing something that your action, which is allowed to be done. I'm allowed to open the fridge and take out my wine. That's not a problem. But by me doing my action that is allowed to be done, I will cause an action that is not allowed to be done, which is turning on the light, then I'm not allowed to do it. And if it's going to happen, secretion meaning it's automatically going to happen, then I'm not allowed to do it. Okay. And especially when it's nichalei, meaning that it's good for me, which is in this case of the refrigerator, which is in this case also of the sukkah, because if you're doing it on your lawn, we spoke about that in the Shulchan Aruch, that's considered nichalei, it's good for you. Okay. And good for you, when we say nichalei, meaning that the person has pleasure from it, meaning it doesn't mean because, well, I'll be over chil Shabbos, so that's not where I'm not going to have any pleasure. No. Nichalei means that it's automatically, you will have hana. You lighten the fridge, it's better than when it's dark, right? So that's the bottom line. So, but when it comes to a guy, we've spoken about in the past, when it comes to a non-Jew, a non-Jew is allowed to do a psik reish. In other words, a non-Jew is allowed to, according to many poskim, actually, at least, a non-Jew is allowed to do something that, whereby the action they're doing is an action that's allowed to be done on Shabbos, but a action that's not allowed to be done will come out from their action. But by a goy, we say that's okay. So like in the case of the refrigerator, right, the light is on. So we mentioned in the past, if that's the problem, if that's one of the issues, once you call a guy and have them open up, hello, if you don't mind, whatever, this and this person's name, do me a favor, please take out my, in case of wine, it could be problematic if it's not mavushal, not cooked, but whatever, please take out my kugel, take out my fish, whatever the case is, if you don't mind. I'm just giving you an example that we have an understanding, even though the light will go on, but we said psikreation by a guy is mutter. So he explains on the bottom, does he say for Shabbos home in Ha'ara number 46, that B'din, so what would I do? What would I do in this case, right? I'll call a guy, good, I'm going to pick up my shlak, I'll pick up the roof of the sukkah, and it's going to pour down the water, it's going to pour off the roof, it's now going onto the grass, 1 second, I'm not allowed to do that psikreisha. But if I call a guy, I ask the guy to please do me a favor, help me in this situation, I can't do it, if you don't mind. To pick up the shlak from the sukkah, even though the water will fall down automatically, it would be okay. So he brings that down, does the sefer Shabbos home, b'din zep, sekreshes, muta alidei akum. Others, by the way, I do want to say that others want to say, there are gedolim who mentioned that when you tell a guy to do something, even though in the case where it's muta, like sekresh or whatever, to tell it to them with in an act, in a way of, through a simon. Okay, so through hinting to them, to tell the guy through a hinting action, whereby they'll figure it out without telling the guy straight out. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but that is always the better way to go, if it's possible. Sometimes the guy won't be able to figure it out. So to hint to the guy, sometimes it's, the guy is not the brightest fellow in the world, whatever the case might be, so it will be a problem. But in case not, in the case of psikreisha, there is what to rely on to tell them straight out. So you ask the guy, please, if you don't mind, please to take off the cover of my sukkah, the shlaka, so on, and that will be okay. So that's what he says. He says that b'din zeb psikreisha. He brings down psikreisha, didn't zeb psikreisha is muta al dei akum, like we spoke about, and he even brings down that gam psikreisha the nichale, even though like in our case it's nichale, I'm going to have pleasure from it. The water's going on my garden, on my grass or whatever, so it's still muta al dei akum afilu b'malacha asura min ha-tayri, even though the psikreisha, the action being done, is watering the grass and it's asur min ha-tayri, it's a midiraisa, it will still be allowed to tell a guy. He brings this down from the igris moshe and others, Shalom Shuvas, Maram Shik, and others. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind. Just real quickly to end off, we'll end off with this halacha, reading it from the Sefer Shabbos home. To ask one way to work with this problem is to ask a non-Jew to open the cover of the sukkah. One is permitted to tell a non-Jew to do a permissible action, lifting the cover, which is lifting the cover, even though it will inevitably result in a prohibited malacha being performed, which is watering the grass. So we see that's one way to work with it. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.